Welcome back to the program. It's Wednesday. We are between week 7 and week 8 of the college football season. And last week we saw some shakeup in the polls, some upsets. We've been hinting at that they could happen for quite some time. And Stanford went down to an unranked team, top 10 ranked Stanford. We had other upsets as well. Georgia was upset. And we're here to talk about him with the college football professor. He joins us each week and has a unique take. Professor, good afternoon. And what did you make of all the upsets Saturday?
Well, after a long spell, we begin to see some shakeup. Things beginning to take shape. I thought there were some quite good games. There are some teams that are kind of, I'd say, trending up, like LSU, Missouri, maybe even Oregon State, who's not in the top 25 now. But, you know, if you really look at them, they're playing some pretty good football right now.
There are
two or three teams that are treading water, I guess you could say. That's Georgia, Florida, Stanford, Oklahoma, and Michigan. So that's kind of where things are. Jacob, it's really interesting to me. You know, we hear the discussion about which conference is the best and all that kind of thing. And I guess it's just, you know, it's like a sawmill. You know, you keep sawing lumber to create sawdust. So I guess that's what the discussion is about. But I got to thinking about the fact, Jacob, that before the season, you thought, and so did I, that Florida and Georgia were going to have a rough go of it because of the schedule they were going to face. And if you look at them trying to run through the gauntlet that they tried to run through, and now they've got major injuries, and that's the difference, you see. It's not, you know, they can talk about style points, all that, which I think is a little bit ridiculous. It's going through the gauntlet of the SEC that's so hard, and I think that says a lot right there.
Yeah, I've actually picked South Carolina to win the SEC East, and I thought they had a good shot at doing it. When Georgia won that game against South Carolina earlier in the year, I was thinking that my pick wasn't so brilliant, but as you look at it, going forward, South Carolina's schedule, they're at Tennessee this weekend. They have Missouri and Columbia the week after, Mississippi State, Florida. That's the rest of their SEC schedule. They could certainly do that. Florida still has to play Georgia, but they have a reasonable shot as well. And then there's Missouri, which we know is undefeated, but they do have the loss of James Franklin for about 3 to 5 weeks, so we'll see how that affects them as well. But let's talk about some games from last week, and I'm going to spout off a few and get your quick thoughts on each one. But LSU, in a defensive struggle, was able to outlast Florida 17-6, and then Johnny Manziel 41-38 with an epic comeback over Ole Miss. What were your thoughts on those?
Well, first of all, I thought that Florida had difficulty getting anything going offensively. It was really a good game. I thought both defenses played well, but in the end, LSU had a little more offense. And that's, Jacob, don't you think that's kind of what we thought, that both of them would have good defense. Florida would have the best, but Florida wouldn't have much offense, and LSU would have the best. And so that's why the game came out as it did. And that A&M Ole Miss, that was a good game. In fact, Ole Miss, I think, really showed themselves quite well in this game, losing by 3 points. But when you look at the fact that Ole Miss has, you know, they've had some really brutal schedule to this point, and it's not over for them yet.
We also saw some upsets last week, as I mentioned at the top of the show. Utah beat Stanford 27-21. Missouri 41-26 in Athens over Georgia. And if you can call this an upset, Penn State beat Michigan 43-40 in several overtimes in Happy Valley. What about those games? And was Stanford overrated? Was Georgia overrated? Or do you just get beat sometimes?
No, you just get beat. I guess the most interesting there would be the Georgia loss at home by 15 points. That's quite a loss. But I think a lot of it comes from the fact that they have gone through that meat grinder schedule. And I think that's why that when we talk about playoffs, you know, some people want these playoffs to go, you know, 8, 16 teams, all that. College teams just would not be able to hold up going through that. If you don't believe me, look at Georgia right now and look at Florida right now. They've gone through the kind of games that you'd play in a playoff.
And then Oregon 45-24 over Washington. What do you make of the Ducks and the play by Marcus Mariota in that offense?
Well, I think they look very good. I'm not sure that people are not. I mean, there's no question that they're a very good football team. Maybe they're one of the top five teams in the country. But I'm wondering sometimes if people have not jumped the gun on them, because Washington, that was the first team they played in the top 25 this year. So, and they only have.
I thought they played Stanford the week before.
Oregon?
Oh, we're talking about Oregon. Okay, I thought you said Washington.
No, I was saying Oregon has not played. Washington is the only top 25 team that they have played this year.
Right.
And they will only play two more. They'll play according to this week's rating, they'll play number 10 and number 13. So we haven't seen, they haven't tested their metal yet.
Well, they will have some tests. My mistake there on that. Another stat you brought up and you brought to my attention here, the teams with wins over the present, the current top 25.
Right. Yeah, there, when you look down, you see that Alabama has two wins over the top 25. They defeated number 7, number 20.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia has 2, 8, and 9, and that's the only one that has two wins over them. Ohio State has none. Florida State has none. And by the way, according to the present and in the future, Alabama will face two teams in the top 25. Georgia will face two more. Now, Missouri, they're about to get into that meat grinder schedule. They've got three top 25 teams coming up on their schedule. So, now Florida State, having played zero top 25, they will now play number 4, Clemson, and they'll play number 11, number 22. So their schedule is ahead of them. So people might have got ahead of themselves on making them a title contender.
You know, another thing that jumps out to me, Professor, is the fact that the Big Ten is so lacking involvement and inclusion in these polls. The Big Ten has been underwhelming. Once again, it keeps falling farther and farther, but Ohio State and Wisconsin are the only two Big Ten teams in the AP Top 25, and then Ohio State, Michigan, and Nebraska are all in the USA Today Top 25, but man, there is an absence of a Big Ten presence nationally.
And think of this, Ohio State has not played the top 25 team, and the only team on their schedule is one of those that is on one of the, you know, that's Michigan, that is ranked in the future schedule.
Well, let's take a look at some matchups this weekend, and it starts Friday night, rather. I was about to say tomorrow night, but Central Florida and Louisville, second week in a row. Louisville has not been playing on Saturday, but they get a very interesting test in the Golden Knights this weekend.
That's right. Again, if you look at Louisville and you took their the team that they played, the 1AA team, we'll call it, that they played, we throw that out, that means that the rest of the teams that Louisville's played has a total record of 10 wins and 26 losses. And that's excluding Eastern Kentucky, the Division II team. And, but this will be a test. I'm not sure how UCF will hold up, but it's got to be. It's the biggest test Louisville has this year, probably.
That's true. Let's go out west. Let's talk about Washington at Arizona State.
Well, Arizona State might have let us down just a little bit. We, you know, they looked like early, you know, in the first part of the year that they were going to be a contender. And so this really. The team that loses this game is probably, they're going to be washed out. If it's Washington or Arizona State, probably the loser of this game will be washed out. And I wouldn't be surprised if Arizona State doesn't win the game.
Number 9, UCLA is at number 13, Stanford. This game can be seen at 2:30 on ABC or ESPN2. A big, big game here between two Pac-12, one Pac-12 North and one Pac-12 South team.
Last year, of course, Stanford, I think, won this game 27-24. This year, UCLA is playing at Stanford. Stanford is injured, got a good number of injuries. If their injuries are not, if they can get some of those players back, I think they would beat UCLA. But it'll be a good game.
Didn't they play twice last year? They played one week in the regular the last week of the regular season, and then again in the in the conference championship game. And Stanford won won that. South Carolina at Tennessee. This game is a morning game. It's at 11 o'clock on ESPN. And number 11 South Carolina in for any trouble in Knoxville?
You know, it could be, but I think South Carolina will win. I think South Carolina showed that last week against Arkansas, they were beginning to flex their muscle a little bit. But they also will begin to experience, as they go through more SEC games, you know, the injury getting beat up a little bit and being at Tennessee. But I think South Carolina will win the game.
Two more SEC East matchups, and ironically enough, these all happen in the morning. Georgia is at Vanderbilt trying to rebound there. That's 11 o'clock on CBS. And also Florida is at Missouri. This one is 11:21 on the SEC TV. So you have three major SEC matchups all at the same time, SEC East matchups.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, Georgia has won the last 10 times they've played in Nashville. And last year, 48-3. Now, I don't see a 48-3 coming, but I think Georgia will win the game. And I don't, they're still banged up, but I still think they will win the game. And then the, you're talking about the, Florida, Missouri game. Last year, if you remember, when they played in the swamp, Florida won the game. I think it's 14-7. So, this could be a challenge. I do think that, Missouri will have a difficult time with Florida's defense, but Jacob, I think the thing that people don't are not aware of, maybe don't notice, is that Missouri's got a pretty good defense.
Well, they certainly stopped Georgia, and again, Georgia banged up with injuries. We'll see if that's really true or not, but they certainly did. All right, let's go to the SEC West now. Arkansas travels to Alabama. This Arkansas team has not won an SEC game all year, and they're on a losing streak now that is continuing to grow longer and longer. The question is, can they give Alabama any challenge whatsoever in Tuscaloosa? I say no. What do you say?
I say no as well. I don't think it'd be like last year in, you know, when Arkansas played at home and lost 52-0. I don't see that kind of game, but I think Alabama will win the game. And if Alabama plays, you know, just close to what they are capable of playing, it won't be close.
Auburn is at Texas A&M in a game that is very intriguing. Johnny Manziel, of course, coming off of the late-night show last week. This game's in the afternoon, though, and could Texas A&M perhaps be asleep in this game? Auburn has snuck up on some people this year, and they look very impressive so far. But this is a big challenge, and I'm not convinced that Ellis Johnson's defense is ready for Johnny Manziel yet.
Well, you know, last year they came Texas A&M came into the game licking their wounds, you know, having lost to LSU the week before. And so they beat Auburn 63-21.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not going to beat Auburn 63-21 in this game. I think the key to this game, Auburn and Ole Miss are a lot alike, in my opinion. They both, if they kind of get things going, you know, they get in a kind of a rhythm, they get it going, it goes well. But if they get out of kilter a little bit and begin to have some setbacks, and they begin to struggle. And the question will be whether Texas A&M's defense can kind of do that to Auburn. You know, Texas A&M's defense hadn't done much this year.
No, they are last in the league in many categories. Ole Miss is on the verge of a four-game losing streak, and LSU is looking more impressive with each passing victory, though this game is in the Grove in Vaught Hemingway Stadium. Any shot Ole Miss has to win this game?
Well, yeah, they got a very good shot at it. Again, last year, you know, out of the last six times LSU's gone to the Grove, they've won five of them. I do think, again, as I said, this is Ole Miss is like Auburn in a lot of ways. If they get on a roll, then look out. But if they start having adversity and things are not going smooth, then look. They better look out. I think LSU will win the game, but this wouldn't shock me if Ole Miss were to pull a huge upset here.
Florida State at Clemson. This is undoubtedly the game of the week and certainly one of the top games of the year all season. Number 5, Florida State rolling into Death Valley to take on Clemson. This game is 7 o'clock on ABC College Game Day, and the entire hype machine of college football will be in Clemson once again. And I don't even know where to begin on making a pick on these games, on this game. These teams have been so even all year long. Who are you going to go with? I'm very curious to hear it.
Well, I would lean toward Clemson, and the reason is that Clemson did play Georgia, and on each of their schedule, that's really the only top flight game either team's played. Now, they both those teams may be good enough to beat anybody in the country, but we don't know that yet. Except we do know that about Clemson. They were able to beat Georgia. And so sometimes we have to wait and see what they do when they really play competition and play players that are equal to them. So this could be quite a game. It'd be interesting to watch.
The college football professor is going with the Tigers at home, and it's hard to go against that. In a game like this, home field advantage could be that important. And I agree with you, Florida State has not played the schedule Clemson has. However, Florida State has looked, dare I say, even more impressive in some games, including that incredible beatdown of Maryland a couple weeks ago. That I still can't get that out of my mind when making a pick on this game. I just still can't put away the fact that they just destroyed Maryland both offensively and defensively. But again, this is another game. It's in Clemson, and it will no doubt be one of the more fun games to watch of the year. A college football professor, go ahead, yes.
Yeah, do you think Frank Howard would be sitting on that rock?
Well, I don't know if I do think that Clemson will definitely try to use that rock to their advantage. Now, what advantage that is, I have no idea, but they'll try.
Maybe they'll push it downhill, let it roll down that hill.
Well, they'll be rolling down the hill, all right. College football professor, thanks a lot for another great show.
All right, thank you.
We will be back next week and again later in the week as we continue toward this 8th week of the college football season.